and welcome to this week's episode. It's actually a little it's a Saturday just now, and I never ever record things on Saturdays. It's the 18th of January, and this will go out on the 23rd. So I never normally record on this early, but I had a wee notion to speak about something, and I thought if I don't speak about it now, I will forget about it and it'll not happen. So here I am on a wee impromptu recording of this week's podcast. So it is episode 86, 86, which is incredible. As I said last week, I've just launched our retreat, which is super exciting. But yeah, today is all about pain and transformation. And there's a little saying that goes something along the lines of, when the pain of staying the same outweighs the pain of change, that is when transformation will begin. And I've got a wee story, so buckle up and listen in. So I don't really speak about this an awful lot, because I kind of don't want it to be part of my identity, and I don't want it to kind of rule my life. But those people that know me will know about this, and those people that don't know me so much probably won't know as much about this. But I suffer from chronic pain every single day without fail, and it's like some sort of inflammation or something within the bladder. So every time I go to the toilet, I am like, it's like a constant urine infection, no matter what day it is. And sometimes it's really, really, really severe, and sometimes it's less severe, but it's always, always, always there. And this pain I've had for years, I'm talking probably about 7 years, and I've went through the whole medical profession. I've done cystoscopies and laparoscopies and internals, and you name it, they have done it. And they're just kind of like, other than the endometriosis diagnosis, it's just like, I don't know, like, can't work it out, whatever. And which obviously is quite frustrating. I was prescribed amitriptyline very, very quickly when I started having these issues. And for someone who barely even takes cocodamol or paracetamol, or can't take cocodamol, it makes me go gaga, barely takes paracetamol, I was like, I am not, I refuse to take them. Like, I absolutely refuse. There's got to be another way. I don't want to mask something. There's something wrong, and I don't want to just mask it and then never know what that is. So in pursuit of all this, I have went down so many different holistic paths. The amount of things I have kind of tried to combat or release or get relief from this is absolutely huge. You name it, I have tried it so much. So there's been some really, really weird stuff, and it's taken me down some very different paths. But however, I've met some incredible people going down these paths. I have then also looked at my diet, and I now no longer eat added sugar. And I'm don't have any wheat, or certainly I haven't been eating that for a long time, but I had been dipping into it. So from like the 5th of January, I was like, right, I am doing 75 hard, and it's going to be no wheat, no sugar, no dairy. And somebody sent me a like video of to do with coffee and to do with some sort of mold in coffee. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I am at the point of like, I love a coffee. Anybody that knows me, I don't drink normal caffeine, because I know that caffeine can aggravate endometriosis. So that was another thing that came away, and like, I wasn't going to have caffeine. So it was decaf, but I love a coconut flat white or a coconut latte. I literally love it. I call a wee latte a pretty coffee. My best friends will know exactly if I'm gonna get me a wee pretty coffee, and it knows it's a coconut latte with some sort of syrup in it. Anyway, so not been having all that sort of stuff for a while. Anyway, so then I found this video and some sort of scientific evidence to say that co the coffee can irritate the bladder. And I was like, I don't know if that means it's deep, if that's included in decaf or not, but they're all grains, I suppose. So, right, okay, that's the coffee. So for the last 2 days, I've not had any coffee, which is difficult, but because I love a coffee, like, who doesn't love getting up in the morning and having a wee coffee and just chilling out? So it's been herbal teas instead of coffees. Now, something as superficial as that is, like, it's something that I love, do you know what I mean? But it's also, I will not, I will do anything. I would rather sacrifice having that coffee and having that wee moment of joy or love or whatever, to not be in pain. And so I'm going to get to the point of this story. When we are in pain and a physical pain, like it's there and it's a constant reminder that it's there every time you have it. But quite often, a lot of people live in emotional pain. And because it's not a thing that you can feel, like it's something that comes on that you can feel when you're doing something, it's quite often something that is ignored or suppressed or pushed down. And I was speaking to some kids this week about pushing down emotions and stuff like that. So when you're in some sort of emotional pain, it's very easy to ignore it or to push it down or to shut it off or to distract yourself and do something else. And that's when the change doesn't happen for whatever change that is that for you. It could be a physical transformation. It could be something to do with your business. It could be something to do spiritually. It could be something to do with like an illness or a condition. And unless, like, for instance, for an illness, unless you are being told that something's really serious is going to happen, if you do not change your behavior, change your ways, it can be very easy to not change because there is not a constant reminder that it's there, even though it's always there, it's always underlying, but there's not this constant like feeling of being in pain that reminds you that it's so much more worth it to change. And it's hard to change. It's difficult to change when you have been ingrained in certain behaviors, certain habits, certain ways of being. It is so difficult to change that. And nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about how difficult it is to change when you have been so set in your ways for X amount of years. It's difficult. It really is difficult. And when you have a physical pain, it's a constant reminder. And when it's an emotional pain, it's not. However, the amount of damage that that emotional pain is doing is absolutely huge. And if you suppress and you ignore and you distract, then it will manifest in some way, shape, or form at some point. And normally, it'll be like a build-up of lots of other different emotions as well. So there'll be all this different pain, and because you're pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And I used an analogy yesterday with one of the kids I was teaching, that imagine yourself like a glass bottle. And everything you push down, you're putting something in the glass bottle and something in the glass bottle and something in the glass bottle and something else and something else and something else and something else. And eventually that glass bottle gets full and you can't push any more stuff in it. And that's often when these big explosive like reactions come, lots of kind of and often you'll find that the thing that sets that reaction off isn't actually the thing that is the reasoning in the first place. Because there's all these other things that have been ignored, distracted with, suppressed, pushed down, whatever it may be. So today's little episode is just a reminder to feel your shit. Feel your shit and acknowledge your shit and move through your shit. Because when you don't, that pain becomes so severe, so seemingly unmanageable that you feel like you're in this big deep dark hole and you can't get out of it, and you can't change. You get to a point where you're like a lot of people end up being like, this is just who I am. Doesn't need to be that way. That doesn't need to be your story. And if you can acknowledge that emotional pain and you can see it and see it for what it is, then you can start to take the moves to change. You can start to take action into what you want your life to look like. So I hope this served you today. I had a real pull to say this today. I think I'm going to do a wee video and to condense this ridiculously. I think I'm going to do a wee video and there'll be a wee post about this as well. Because it's so important. It's so important to recognize this and honor yourself for whatever you're feeling and honor your path and your story and take the reins to change it. Have a magical day, whatever you're up to. And if there's anything that resonates and you want to reach out, please feel free to do so. And other than that, have an amazing and magical day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.